is what's on your mind. Welcome to another hour of the program. All across the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 The Flag and the Bakken, as well as KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. And it is the question we ask every single day and sincerely want to hear the answer. What's on your mind? Good example, this first hour, my gosh, we got a good sample of everything from the difference in grocery prices to why are gas prices where they are, to immigration reform, to Rolling Stone magazine, to what's happening in the aftermath of the Zimmerman case. Just a good cross-section of things that are on your mind. We want to know. We're here to give you a little bit of a soapbox to stand on and sound off. So here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, you'll find easy links to our Facebook page so you can like us there, follow us on Twitter, lots of other ways to weigh in and talk about the topics of the day. Heat index out there in some parts of the state today. You know what a heat index is, Steve?
It's kind of when they take the humidity and the temperature and put them all together, and it's going to be really hot.
Yeah, you know what it means is hot. Exactly.
It's hot. It's going to be hot.
And look at the calendar. What does it say?
It's summer. That means hot.
July.
Hot.
Smack dab in the middle of summer. Exactly.
I hope it's hot.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if this is a, Weather Service Preservation Act that we have heat indexes. I mean, you're in charge of the heat index. Yes. Oh, wait, the temperature's up there and the humidity is there. Heat index, which really, what percentage do you think of folks in the Northern Plains working today are doing so in air conditioning? I guess 80%?
Oh, not even. A lot of tractors are air conditioned now, but a lot of people are haying, and your hay tractor doesn't necessarily have air conditioning.
I bet it's the vast majority. Am I safe saying that?
Nah.
You think
I don't even like air conditioning.
Outside it? Well, you're in it right now.
Yeah, but a day like this, if I'm driving somewhere, I'll be driving up to the State Fair later on this afternoon. I'll have the windows down.
There you go. You're back on the road. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. We had Rocky in Tioga that wanted to talk about the death of common sense. And he's not there anymore, and we're going to go back to the calls in a minute here. But that was weighing on me during the break for a couple of reasons. One, the Boston Marathon bomber is on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine like some sort of a hero. And that is just absolutely bizarre to me. That seems to me the death of common sense, today's chapter. Death threats coming in by the zillion against George Zimmerman. That seems to be the death of common sense, does it not? What in the world is happening, for crying out loud? I mean, you're outraged about Trayvon Martin, first because of the confrontation with George Zimmerman ending up dead. A jury then says, we've looked at all the facts, he's not guilty. So your response is, I want that guy dead? Talk about death of common sense. I mean, that is staggering to me. I think those are two prime examples. And having to have a heat index might be right up there as well.
Well, I understand the heat index, but in a lot of cases, it's pointing out that young people and older people in the society are at risk. And you think of it most notably when it comes to inner city. Because you hear the stories when there's a heat wave in, say, Chicago or New York, they have a lot of deaths.
And, we shouldn't, belittle this. If you're working outside or if you are in some of those places, yes. I mean, but again, look at the forecast and deal with it.
Take an extra break, drink a little extra water, the usual.
My last example of the death of common sense, maybe you drove through this on your way home from Denver. Deer Trail, Colorado, small town in Colorado, is considering a bold move. They're going to be voting on an ordinance that would create drone hunting licenses and offer bounties for unmanned aerial vehicles.
I heard this in the news, and I almost had to pull over while I was driving because I started laughing so hard. And then wait a minute, this is scary. I put it in context of what that means. They're going to have bounties. A hunting season. $25, a resident of this town can buy a hunting license for drones.
This is crazy.
And then if you shoot one down, then you bring a little piece in, and they'll give you a $100 bounty for that drone shoot down.
By the way, the drones in our part of the world are being used for border security. I mean, and again, tying to the immigration debate, we want more of that, don't we?
Border security, we're looking at tracking agriculture, we're looking at following the water, flooding, all kinds of things.
So is this not crazy, folks, to have a drone hunting license in Colorado? Let's ask. 800-228-0550. Back to the calls. Here we go. You know what's on our minds. Now we want to know what's on yours. And Rocky and Tioga, did any of the reasons we listed track with yours in the way of the death of common sense you're worried about?
Hello, are you there?
We are, sir.
Okay, yes. Exactly. Except a thinking person would ask, what is going on? And I don't have a good answer for it. But, you know, we knew whenever we found out that the Justice Department was trucking people in to cause Mr. Zimmerman to even go to trial in the first place. And there's examples everywhere we look how easy it would be to solve the immigration if we just looked at the employers instead of what we're doing. We have to realize that somebody somewhere is, why are we doing this? Why aren't we solving the problems instead of creating more? And it's real, and I don't have an answer, and I was hoping maybe you could help those of us that are just country boys that... it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Eric Holder doing the stand your ground thing, and that wasn't even part of the defense, and that didn't even come up in the trial because the guy jumped out of the bushes and attacked him, and we're still going to persecute the guy. We're not, it doesn't make any sense. And I don't, what is going on?
I think you're more equipped as that self-identified country boy, Rocky, than Steve and I ever will be. I don't know. It's bizarre. It is, and I don't honestly think the issues you described, where you know the government, Justice Department specifically, sending people down to protest and get this mob-like mentality whipped up down in Florida, that revelation has not received anywhere near the attention that it should. I mean, if people realize.
That's part of the problem. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, when the immigrants, whenever the conservatives start moving forward and trying to do something real with immigration, then we have the pictures of you know, the like at the Hormel plant out there in the Midwest, they get an advance notice that the immigration people are coming, and you see 130 people leaving the plant because they've been warned, and then you go interview the families that are misplaced and all this other kind of stuff. You know, the idea that somehow this isn't organized, that's just not true. Now the question is, what's the motive? What are we trying to accomplish? And I don't have an answer because the only answers just seem so far-fetched that can't be true. But I don't get it. I mean, how can we allow our, and I wish I could have talked to Mr. Your guest there at the first, because he's one of the few people that I actually have faith in that you know, has my endorsement, that is actually trying to find an answer, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, anybody, that's why I'm calling it the death of common sense. You know, if a man jumps out in the middle of the night when he's in a neighborhood he doesn't belong, he jumps out behind the bushes and say, well, you've got a problem now, and starts beating him, and we still don't think that guy's wrong, what's happened to us? And that's, I mean, it's not, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. Nobody would expect or should expect to not place themselves in harm's way if they're going to jump out and start beating somebody.
Yeah, Rocky, I think we're a little, maybe we're out of the loop here in the upper Midwest, because all the travels I do, there's a common sense perspective that plays into what we have in North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Montana, you know, even our friends in the Canadian provinces, some portions of Minnesota. I'm not going to start that fight. But all the traveling I do around the country, we have a common sense perspective here that you don't see other places.
Well, the first 35 years of my life, I was in the South. And there's nowhere in the South that that's not common sense. I mean, I don't...
What happened to it?
Rocky's posed a lot of questions here. We're going to throw it out for others to weigh in. Rocky, appreciate the call. Keep fighting there, fella. We're going to take our first call from Wing, North Dakota. When we come back, Fred's waiting to weigh in. Mike in Watford City, David in Vergas, Len in Minot. Your calls answering the question, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550 when we continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can contact us via email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannad. Those are the numbers. Give us a call. We'd like to know what's on your mind. And let's go to Davis. David, in, is that Las Vegas, David?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Listen, I just wanted to touch base on a couple things. Number one, on the whole immigration issue, I understand that's going to be an unbelievable problem, but I thought, you know, if we end up allowing these people to come in, it's almost like just a Democrat voting recruitment program. What we ought to do is we ought to mandate that anyone that had entered the country illegally can never vote. And number two, however many we let in, we need to figure out what our normal immigration policy with Mexico would be on a yearly basis. And if, let's say it's $1 billion a year. If we let in 20 million, that means that there'll be no more legal immigration until we kind of catch up a little bit. For 20 years, let's say we don't have any more legal immigration from Mexico. And let's, you know, take away the voting privileges of people that would come here illegally. And I think they would probably be less valuable to both parties. What do you think?
I think that makes a lot of sense. Right now, they're a commodity.
Yeah.
And that's the way that...
I think North Dakota should be a little scared from these other states that are eyeing their incredible surplus. I mean, down in Las Vegas where I'm at, even now, there are 80,000 homes that are not hooked up to the power grid that have not reached the foreclosure market yet. Now, I would imagine that same process is going on in states like Arizona and California. And I think that these people are just looking at the surplus that this oil boom has brought. And they're saying, hey, why do we have to worry? If things go bad, you know, we'll just get North Dakota to pay for us. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that kind of scares me.
Help me understand, David, what you talked about with 80,000 homes not hooked up to electrical power. In other words, they're abandoned homes that aren't yet listed as foreclosed upon?
Yes, they're still abandoned, and that's kind of an ugly secret that we've got down there, that Nevada Power is not hooked up to these houses, which would lead me to believe in 110-degree weather, there's nobody in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then the heat index would matter to them, wouldn't it?
Well,
if they were in them, but yeah.
I'm barely squeaking it back. I had a home out in Summerlin, which was a nice community, a nice gated community, kind of a Zimmerman community, and it was about $600,000 at the peak. It's probably about $290 right now, and I'm struggling to try to maintain it. I'm so thankful for the work that we've got up here that I can do, that, you know, I can make my house payments, but you can just see the influx down there of homes that are coming on the market that are being snatched up by these hedge funds, and they're just turned into rental communities.
So you own a home in Vegas, but you're making your living right now in North Dakota. What are you doing, David?
I'm working on a drill rig in a solids control position.
Fascinating. Well, that story's repeated thousands and thousands of times a day. Appreciate it, and some interesting thoughts today. Appreciate it, David. Thank you, Lennon Minot. Your next wants to talk about the Zimmerman case and the aftermath of that. Len, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. First of all, one of the previous callers mentioned it. I don't know why we keep hearing the politicians and the people on the left preaching the stand your ground, because that had nothing to do with it. Zimmerman's lawyers waived the stand your ground hearing, which I don't understand why, because now I come to find out that had they not waived that, he would not be liable for civil charges if he is civilly sued. But anyway, regardless... the second thing that I called about is regarding to this, is you continue to hear the people on the left and people like Eric Dyson refer to him as a child and say, you know, now it's hunting season on children. My understanding is he was 6 foot to 6 foot 1 inches tall, 180 pounds, and it was dark. How was Mr. Zimmerman to know that he was 17 years old and not 18 years old? To make it sound as if he was hunting in a playground. You know, to identify him as a child is ridiculous. And the third point I'd like to know, and maybe somebody has an answer to this, George Zimmerman's parents were not allowed in court because they were going to be potential witnesses. Or, I'm sorry, they would have to give testimony, so they were not allowed in court. Why was Trayvon Martin's parents allowed in court all the time when they were called to provide testimony?
Don't know the answer, although I saw...
Valid observations.
I saw his parents in the courtroom. Were there times that they were restricted from being in there?
Zimmerman's parents were not allowed in the courtroom at all until they came and provided testimony. And the reason for that was is because they were subject to be called as witnesses. But yet Trayvon Martin's parents were allowed in the courtroom constantly, and they also were called. So I don't understand that, and I have not heard anybody explain why that is. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Len. The bigger question I have, Steve, is... the insanity of these death threats. It just throws logic on his head. If you're outraged again about a death of a young man and say wrong outcome, and your remedy is to you know, say, well, I want that guy killed. Wow. You know, this thing has just gotten so far out of control. Again,
shouldn't it be about the compassion for the family, the fact that they lost their son, and there should be compassion there? it's time to move on. If you want to rally around the family and support the family for their loss, great. And I think that's a constructive use of time and energy. But to cause bigger problems and bigger issues, you're digging. Yeah, you're looking for something that I really don't think is there.
Another email comment took issue with one of the comments from a caller earlier. Your caller really shows what is wrong with the political system when he referred to people that have opposing views that are different to his. He calls them the enemy. Good Lord, is this what we've become as a country? The conservatives don't like the Republicans because they're not hardcore enough, and obviously I think the liberals are bringing this country to its knees. This country's not founded on one political view, but many. For the people, by the people, which means many different political viewpoints, and that is what makes this country great, in my humble opinion. He used the acronym IMHO, but I didn't need the translation he also offered to say, for Scott, that means in my humble opinion.
Great email. And I think that goes to the core of what's wrong with the political system right now. You can't get anything done. Gridlock does not solve problems. Gridlock does not get things done. When you've got everybody not playing in the sandbox, because while either I'm going to, and I think this goes back to society, we're such a me generation. It's all about me. It's got to be about me. And that reflection from society is making its way into politics. If I can't have it my way, we're not going to have anything. We're not going to get anything done. That's wrong. That doesn't move the system forward.
A couple comments on our Facebook page. We'll quickly get in before the break on the question of the heat. We've been talking about the heat index and extreme heat. Good thing, bad thing. Matt says, hey, it feels great. I don't want to hear anything about how cold it is in January from people who complain about this heat. And I would not call it extreme heat. It's July in double digits. Now, if it was well into the triple digits, then maybe we could talk extreme heat.
See, I like that, too.
Cameron says, what extreme heat? Pat says, what's extreme about it? It's summer. Duh. I love our listeners. Curtis says, we better take it while we can get it. In 90 days, it'll probably be snowing. Roy says, hey, it's what happens in the summer. Deal with it. Darren says, nothing extreme is good. Jeff says, I'm with the previous commenters. What extreme heat? It's summertime. Laura says, I don't mind the heat. Just wish we had a little rain to go with it. Need it in some parts already. Bill, extreme would be 105. This is July weather, so it's a hearty bunch we call.
Good excuse to jump into your favorite lake or river.
We're going to chat with Kristen Hedger about a great development in Killdeer, North Dakota. When we come back, take more of your calls for her as well as we continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. This segment of the program brought to you by Green Technologies. We're going to chat a little bit about the oil patch here coming up. And Green Technologies is making a big impact in the Bakken, in the area of water. Obviously, water is very integral to the success of oil and gas operations. And the demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. You have well site locations that are remote. The challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of water is becoming even greater, which again underscores the need to recycle water on location. That's where Green Technologies comes in. They're the leader in frack water recycling, utilizing the mobile filter press service to provide on-site water treatment to effectively remove the TSS to less than 5 parts per million and particle sizes to sub-5 micron. Steve can translate that for you if you need to. Green Technologies provides consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters at rates of up to 20,000 BBL per day, per unit, with minimal footprint and lowest cost per barrel. Green Technologies is also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry. That's the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Now that I have your attention and you want to find out more about how to put these wonderful technologies to work, call toll-free 855-246-4312 or visit gtmwt.com to see what Green Technologies can do for you. Again, 855-246-4312 or their website, gtmwt.com. Green Technologies brings you this segment of What's On Your Mind.
Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Leon in Fargo, what is on your mind today, Leon?
Well, that last caller put something on my, email anyway, put something on my mind. I don't think we should discount people that think of Democrats or even conservative versus Republican as the enemy, when people like me especially feel that anytime there's a compromise, it comes out of our pocket or out of our freedoms or out of our, I mean, it just seems like we're always giving something up and the other side is always gaining something. And to me, to take from me without my consent makes you my enemy. And I understand that in Congress and in politics, there has to be compromises. But when I'm looking, you know, at my paycheck or I'm looking up at the sky and, you know that here in the near future, there's going to be drones up there or just my conversation talking to you, somebody could be listening. I mean, there's a whole host of things that are abrasive to me. And the people that are implementing these policies, to me, would be classified as enemies. And so I understand the caller's point. I do not understand the emailer's point.
So, in other words, if Scott is trying to take a freedom from Leon or take, financially things that would be harmful to you, you think that's fair game. That's an enemy.
that's an enemy. If my, I bought my home at, I don't know, 125, and I'm being assessed at, you know, 150, then the guy that's jacking up my prices, he's not a friend, you know? He's taking money out of my kids' pockets, out of, off my kids' feet, off of my dinner table. That's not a friend to me. You'll ask me, I'm charitable, I'll give it to you, and then we are friends. You tell me I have to do something, then, you know, no.
Now, in the case of, you know, this, pick an issue, I guess, Obamacare, right? Let's use that one as an example here. You know, if I'm in favor of Obamacare, you're not in favor of Obamacare. Am I the enemy, or am I just someone that sees the world differently and is, you know, laying out something I think will be better for you? In other words, I have the best of intentions for you. I'm not really an enemy of yours. I just had a different political persuasion of yours. And see, I think that I get what you're saying, but I think it just leads to, you know, more food fights, if you will, that don't ultimately accomplish anything. I don't think, you know, okay, I'm a Republican, so any Democrat that wants something different than me politically, you're an enemy. I don't think, you know, all we end up doing is having a mess.
Can I make one point? If you tell me that, you know, Leon, you know, you're a free guy, you can do whatever you want, but today you're going to eat steak, and I don't want steak, I want pork chops. And you say, well, no, I think steak is better for you, and you make me eat it. Are you my friend? Yeah. I mean, see, it's freedom is freedom.
Can I have both?
Well, I would love to have both. but
Leon.
Point. I understand, Scott. I understand your point. And with you, I understand your personality, too. But with me, I don't know, maybe it's just my southern grit. Anything that's forced on me is abrasive to me, and you become my enemy, period.
I am not disagreeing with that at all. You ought to be forcefully for everything you're for, right? Stand on your principles and get there. In the case of politicians that are there, you know, Republicans, Democrats elected, go there. Okay, battle this stuff out. Do it. You know, I guess the definition of enemy is what we're debating here, because I think, you know, hey, an opponent, someone I strongly disagree with, someone I'm going to get my, you know, dander up about, I'm going to roll up the sleeves trying to get something done. Better way to approach it than say enemy as in, okay, I'm on a battlefield of war here. You know, so maybe it's semantics we're talking. Sorry, Steve, your point for Leon?
But, Leon, do you think that we've gotten to the point in society where it's either you win or you lose and there's no compromise, so that shoves you further into there's more getting out of your pocket because we don't have that compromise, so one side's always winning, and it seems like one side's been winning an awful lot lately because there isn't compromise.
Well,
if you lose a little, it's okay occasionally. If you lose a lot all the time, that exacerbates the problem, points it out even more.
Well, right. And you make a couple of good points, but the point I want to stick with is this. We wouldn't have to lose so much if everyone downplayed losing. Like, losing isn't so bad. That's why we have a nation full of slackers right now who need to, I don't know, siphon money off of me, you, and Scott. What I believe is individual rights, individual freedoms is the best way forward. And if you have more people that are not independent of the government stipend, then you're always going to have enemies from one side or another because one guy is reaching in another guy's pocket.
I don't mind losing occasionally. I don't like mind losing occasionally. It builds character.
No, I want to win.
I don't want a participation medal. And I don't think we want politicians that get participation medals. Win, lose, but get something done. And we're all losing when the government doesn't move forward. I think my point is they're there to make the government work and move forward, and you do need some compromise for that instead of not playing well in the sandbox.
Working well in what capacity? I mean, we can get bills passed up the Wahoo, but if they're all liberty debilitating bills or financially stifling bills, then who's the winner? Congress is moving forward. We got a lot of stuff going through, but the American taxpayer is the one that's shouldering the burden. So who's the winner there?
I don't know if government is moving forward, though.
I'd question that. Thanks for the conversation.
It's a good one. Leon. Who's right? Let us know what side you're on. Leon's siding with a caller earlier that referred to political opponents as enemies and pushing back against the emailer that says, hey, that's how this country was built on different political viewpoints. That's not enemies. Who's right? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, Kristen Hedger was scheduled to join us to talk a little bit about this project in Kildare, and we're having trouble tracking her down, so we might have to reschedule that interview. But in the meantime, more of your calls waiting to weigh in, like Mike in Minot. Go ahead to your next, Mike.
Where it was saying something about freedom and the government. Wouldn't that also include the freedom to fail?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because if the government is just, well, all these food stamp programs and whatnot, why are they doing that? They're just encouraging people not to work. In my opinion, the freedom to fail needs to be there, too.
You know, and that also lends itself into business as well. We've had this discussion. People brought this up. When you start looking at where the government gets involved, banks too big to fail, businesses too big to fail. Is that the role of government to bail those out?
No, it's not the role of government to bail those out. Like I was saying, you know, freedom is freedom. Winning or losing, it can go both ways.
Hey, there's positives out of losing. It builds character, if nothing else. Or you learn to do it better. Or you learn to get better at what you lost at.
That's right.
You know, I see that in our school systems. It's a horrible telltale sign of what's coming for future generations, I think, what we see in some of the younger kids today moving forward. So, Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go on to Sean in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just going to mention, you know, first off, there's different definitions of enemy. So, you know, you mentioned the one on the battlefield. Well, you know, it's just like friends. You got different levels of friends. People's beliefs and ideas just don't necessarily mean I want to go kill them. It means, you know, you have to change their hearts, change their minds. And I also think that, you know, it's important to love your enemy, not necessarily want to just defeat them. You need to essentially almost help them because they're wrong.
There's some biblical truth to that suggestion on your part, Sean. Appreciate the call. Fred in Valley City has a definition of enemy he wants to share. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, the previous caller just took half of my thunder. The whole deal is that you have to be pedantic about your semantics. What's the real definition of the word? And when you guys talk about, you know, you want the government to move forward, well, that just sounds like an ad for MSNBC because they want to move forward. They want to lean forward. Your idea of forward is not necessarily the same definition as my idea of forward.
I agree.
MSNBC and liberal Democrats want to move forward towards socialist utopia. You and I know that that's not the way it is.
And I want a fight on that front, right? My only point is that, you know, not a gunfight, you know,
exactly.
a political fight. Get in the arena, roll the sleeves up, go to work, stand up for what you believe in. That's the good fight.
And about, you know, the compromise of the founding fathers and stuff like that. I mean, the American Revolution is a many hour series that has been broadcast on History Channel 2 the last couple of days. It's narrated by Charles Kuralt. And it's the best course in U.S. history that you can get for any price, and it's free on History Channel 2.
Thanks for the phone call.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannett. Heat index warning for much of our listening audience today around the region. Bismarck Mandan, 80 degrees right now. It's not quite 11 o'clock in the morning, but I kind of like that. Williston a little bit cooler at 71. Dickinson, 73. Minot, 71 this hour. Jamestown, 85. 70 in Devil's Lake. Grand Forks, 77. 84 in Fargo. Billings, Montana, at 69. 78 in Miles City. Down in Rapid City, it is 87. Mobridge, South Dakota, 81 this hour. So temperature's starting to spike up around the region this morning.
A lot of comments on our Facebook page about the Boston Marathon bomber's mug being on the cover of a rock magazine like Rolling Stone. You know, I wish I could say I'll never buy another Rolling Stone again, and I'm not sure I bought one before, so I don't know that that would be an accurate, you know, boycott. But
never bought one. I've always seen them laying around radio stations I've worked at, so you pick them up, and occasionally they have good articles in there. But a credible news source, I look at it as more as an entertainment magazine than anything else.
Cameron says, this is supposed to upset someone. I guess he doesn't care. Greg says, haven't bought one for a long time. Guess I'm not their target audience. I will, however, look through the next time I have a chance and boycott their advertisers. Sad decision by the magazine. Catherine said, it used to be a great honor to be selected to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. This magazine has become more and more political over the years, and putting the killer on the cover is a huge mistake. Stores are already boycotting the magazine. Good idea. I'm glad there's outrage over this, because I think it's crazy. Jeff in Minot, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's On Your Mind. By the way, that debate weighing in on our Facebook page, if you'd like to go there, whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can link right to the Facebook page. Like us. We'd love to have you like us. Sorry. Let's go to Jeff in Minot. Go ahead, Jeff. You're up.
Hi. I think I have an answer for you on the enemy versus compromise. Kind of depends on where your center is at. So whether it's the Constitution or the Bible, like the Founding Fathers, when they were debating ideology, they still had the Constitution in the center. So there was room for compromise. But when the center moves over and the center is away from the Constitution, like currently it's to the left of the Constitution, then defeat is in order, not compromise. And that'd be my definition of enemy then. Just not necessarily a battleground, but to win and not compromise.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess the weird thing about this, you know, we're sort of playing with word games here, but, I mean, if I want to defeat you, technically you're my enemy, right? So I guess,
right.
I want to defeat, not you personally, but I want to defeat the viewpoints you share because I believe strongly in, you know, in an opposite viewpoint that is a way of defending freedom. So technically that's a fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
So... Maybe you've split the baby for us here, Jeff, and solved this debate between our callers and emailers here.
You defer to listeners and everything gets solved.
Yeah. Well,
Jeff, thanks.
I figured that works for me. So, yeah.
Jeff, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and studio, whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, you can also go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's a great avenue to get you to our Twitter feed, our Facebook page, and of course we get a lot of those good debates on that Facebook page as well, such as the Rolling Stone magazine. You know, when I looked into the Rolling Stone, Scott, I was... initially outraged. Couldn't believe it. And I got doing a little homework on it. And from what I understand, the rationale behind why they put him on there was the fact that they wanted a little bit more of an introspection into society. 5 years ago, this was a normal kid next door, had a lot of friends, and then it seems like that had changed.
Yeah, whatever. So do a story about it. Don't put the guy on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. You know. It's dumb. I think it's, you know, that's what I, and obviously I'm amazed the amount of outrage this has caused. There's a spark that's not bad. Scott says the news media lost interest in the bombing as soon as they found out it wasn't a right-wing Christian who did it. Now it's all about the Muslim faith and how this is justified because the United States is this horrible country. I mean, however they're trying to get at their point, putting him on the cover of a rock star magazine smacks of, a death of common sense. Brian Williston, you're next on the program. You've got a minute left here, a minute and a half, so we'll squeeze in some calls, Steve. Brian, go ahead.
Regarding your different definitions and stuff and listening to everybody, what I hear is a lot about my definition, me. I'll leave you with the definition of John Hancock. We were talking a lot about our founding fathers. John Hancock's definition of patriotism is putting the good of the majority ahead of your own personal gain. Maybe we need to look at it that way.
Fair enough. Always go back to the wisdom of the founding fathers. One more quick question. Gordon in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you've been talking, you know, all morning, and I've heard you talk about it before, about government getting things done. But what the conversation really should be about is what is the role of government? The role of government is not to do things for us or do things to us. The role of government is to regulate trade within the states and help defend our country, and that's about it. All this other garbage that they've done in the last 100 years is all unconstitutional. There shouldn't be any conversation about immigration. It should be done, over with. These are invaders into our country. They should be removed from our country. and they should be kept out of our country.
All right, we'll save that one for tomorrow. How about a normal or nuts question? What's the definition of government? What do you want government to do? What's the role of government? We'll tackle that one tomorrow. And you'll be at the State Fair, right, Steve?
North Dakota State Fair food frenzy tomorrow. I'll be eating.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.